everyone. Welcome to Linux Crazy Podcast. This is podcast number 57. Today I'm pleased to introduce to all of you Marcos Chandras Horang, Gentoo developer. Marcos is a busy man. He helps out with Qt, KDE, Sunrise, Sound, and also a little bit of work with the kernel. We had a little bit of a problem doing the interview because I record the, when I do interviews, I record them with my Asterisk server. So what I do is I'll call the person and then Asterisk will automatically record what we talk about. Well, Marcos lives in Greece, and evidently by the time over IP and landlines and everything else, we had a problem with the sound quality wasn't very good. Now, I've called UK before, and it's been pretty good. And I've called South Africa was real good. And unbelievable, Australia was good. But I don't know if it was maybe it was something on my end or maybe something on his end. But anyhow, the sound quality wasn't too good. And also, it dropped out after maybe, I don't know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or so. The call completely dropped. So what we did was, Marcos is a pretty handy guy. So what we did was is I sent him a list of the questions that I was going to ask during the interview. And he recorded his answers. And there's a total of 24 questions. So he was nice enough to record 24 individual responses. Well, what that'll do is it'll make it easy for me to kind of fake the interview as far as what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the questions, and then he is going to answer them. But it won't be like that we're doing it person to person. We're actually doing it by me recording my questions and then him recording the answers. And like I said, he put them in 24 individual MP3 files for me. So here's the process that I did with Audacity to put it together. What I'll do is I open each of the MP3 files with Audacity, and then because I record in mono with this microphone that I have, I just go ahead and record in mono. I don't record in stereo. So I went ahead and I converted them all to mono, because when you start copying and pasting different sound files together, I found with Audacity, you want to make sure that they're exactly the same. So I went ahead and transferred them all to I would open each one individual, and then I would go to tracks, stereo to mono, and then I would make sure that each project rate is at 44,100. Then I go up to effect and normalize to get the sound all uniform, the volume uniform in all of the files. And I'll more normalize what I record, and then once I do that, everything is should be pretty uniform, and I won't have to do too much more to it. Later, I can remove any noise from the recording, like sometimes there's some background noise or something like that. I can remove the noise from the recordings. And then after I do each one, I want to save it as a project file. I've noticed too with Audacity is that when you're copying and pasting, importing and exporting stuff in and out of Audacity, it's a lot better to use their format of project files, which is a .AUP. I'm going to go ahead and start the interview. Is Gentoo your first open source project?
As far as contributing goes, yeah. Although I'm an active Linux user for 4 to 5 years, this is the first time I'm actually contributing something to a Linux distro.
How long have you been a Gentoo user?
I can't recall precisely. Maybe 3 or 4 years, I guess. Even more, I'm not sure.
How did you come up with the nick, Horang?
Horang was my favorite character in a PlayStation game. I used to play a lot as a child. My imagination is pretty limited, so I picked this, which also reminds me of my childhood.
What has your journey been like with Linux? And how did it start?
That's a nice question. And back in 2003, a friend of mine gave me a SUSE Linux 9.0 CD. And since that was my first association with Linux and Unix systems in general, I simply couldn't follow it. Plus, I had no good ADSL connection, and therefore I was stuck, so I simply dropped it. And a couple of months later, I tried Red Hat 7 or 9, I can't recall. Anyway, being a newbie in front of a dark terminal was pretty scary, so that didn't work either. And then in 2004, I think, when ADSL spread in Greece, I installed Ubuntu. And please don't ask me why I did it. I believe it was 5.04 version. At first, my work was limited to C and C++ development, music and video entertainment, and some web browsing. But I started gaining a better understanding of the Unix world rapidly. A couple of months later, I installed Debian on my file server, which was a huge step for me that time. In the meantime, my Ubuntu installation got worked, so a friend of mine said, "Hey, just try Gentoo and you will be fine." So that was the first time I've ever installed Gentoo on my system. I must say that the first installation went pretty well. As I said, I followed the handbook step by step, phrase by phrase, and everything went fine.
What motivated you to become a Gentoo developer?
Well, I had been thinking about it for a long time. I had even discussed it with many Gentoo developers, all of which pointed out that Gentoo development is a time-consuming dedication, which is so true. Anyway, due to lack of free time, given my university obligations, I was unable to follow this path. However, this year, my free time was extended, so the time felt right for me to do it. I can't really say that something in specific motivated me. I have always liked that idea of helping community wherever possible, so I just wanted to give back to the distro, which helped me to learn so much regarding Linux.
What aspects of Gentoo do you feel the developers and maintainers have got right?
Quality assurance for sure. We try to keep high standards on our rebuild. Thus, we use overlays as a playground or development heaven, if you like, for that. We do a lot of underground development on overlays to ensure that our build will be 100% working before we commit them on ported. In my opinion, overlays is one of the greatest tools a Gentoo developer can use. Yeah.
What is it about Gentoo you would like to see improved?
What really bothers me is this huge gap between stable and testing branch. To be honest, I'm not quite sure what is the philosophy of stable branch right now. Some people think that stable is meant to run only on servers, whilst others believe that stable is good for average users. Well, if the latter, we must stabilize packets more and more often. Sure, I can understand that this might be a heavy load for the art teams, which are understaffed, by the way. But if we really want to maintain stable branch, we need to pay extra attention on stabilization bugs. Plus, it is well known that Gentoo is really lacking a proper PR presence. We used to have Gentoo monthly newsletters, but this project died, so I really like to see a proper PR team which will handle all our presence in the Linux universe.
What are some of the projects within Gentoo that you are contributing to?
Well, my first experience with a officially Gentoo project was Sunrise. Last spring, I got my password and started committing builds on it. Thomas and the rest of the developers there helped me a lot to improve my build skills, so I need to say a big thank to them. As an official developer, I started on KDE project, being responsible for all the Qt packages with Ben. Later, I joined SoundCard because I maintain some Qt 4 sound applications there. In the meantime, I spent my limited free time with kernel bugs, but I haven't really done much there, except one or two patches, and that was all. So I would say that Qt Herd is my first priority on Gentoo right now.
Are you now, or have you been involved with any other open source projects?
Being the first distro that shipped the first release candidate of Qt 4.5 was surely a big move. We got a lot of complaints about that, but I consider Gentoo users as advanced users, so each one should be able to choose if an upgrade suits him or not. I try to keep my personal bug number below 5 and Qt bugs below 10 whenever possible. Now I'm about to fire up a Gentoo screenshot contest, but I need to find some free time to finish up the details.
As a Gentoo developer, what are some of your accomplishments?
Being the first distro that shipped the first release candidate of Qt 4.5 was surely a big move. We got a lot of complaints about that, but I consider Gentoo users as advanced users, so each one should be able to choose if an upgrade suits him or not. I try to keep my personal bug number below 5 and Qt bugs below 10 whenever possible. Now I'm about to fire up a Gentoo screenshot contest, but I need to find some free time to finish up the details.
What applications would you like to see included within Gentoo?
To be honest, all I need is already on Gentoo. Since all I do is programming, I can't complain. There are plenty of programming tools on portage. Apart from that, I'd like to see Dreamweaver or any other decent web programming tool. This is something that I really miss on Gentoo and Linux in general.
Walk me through the process of creating an e-build for an application not included in Gentoo.
What I do first is to download the source tarball locally on my home folder. I unpack it and go through the files. In the meantime, I fire up my Vim editor and start setting up the trivial variables such as license, slot, keywords, etc. My next step is to configure the source code and generate the makefile. I used to investigate or briefly the build system so I can understand what's going on. So then I just compile it to see if it's somehow broken or not, and then I just fill up the rest of the I built.
What open source software can you not live without at home or at work?
I would say Yakwake. Yeah, I really, really like this application, and I can't live without it when I'm in front of a Linux system. Yeah.
Which open source programs would you like to see developed?
I can't think of anything. Maybe OpenOffice, which is, in my opinion, far, far behind Microsoft Office. So I would really like to see it evolve during time. But apart from that, no, I can't think of anything else. Everything, as I said, everything I need is already on Portage or another overlay.
What resources have you found most helpful when troubleshooting within Gentoo?
Gentoo official documentation and Gentoo Wiki are my number one resources. Plus Google, of course. Rarely I use something apart from them. All I need to deal with random Gentoo issues are pretty much on those docs anyway.
Do you get to do much programming?
For Gentoo? Well, it's not required, although you have to if you really want to do some patching. Most of the time I prefer to write the patch on my own and send it upstream rather than waiting upstream to fix it first. I do like programming, so hacking the source code is fun for me.
What would be your dream job?
Maybe something related with my studies. Electrical engineering or software engineering could be really good. But still, I don't know whether I'm gonna find such a job in Greece. This is why I consider moving abroad next year. But we'll see.
What can users do to improve Gentoo?
Filling bugs and provide patches. This will really help us track down software failures and fix them as fast as we can. Personally, I always like it when a user provides a patch. This means that the user really wants this bug to be fixed, so I raise the priority on such bugs. Plus, Sunrise Project is a nice way for users to contribute various builds. As I said previously, having your build hosted on an official Gentoo overlay feels really nice. And here testers are a valuable unit for us from KDE project-wise. They will help us test the builds, fixing them on overlays, and provide solutions to various situations. I consider them as a critical part on KDE project. Finally, if users want more and more stable applications, they might want to join their favorite arch team and start stabilizing packages. Last but not least, users can always join our forums and help out other users. So, there are many ways for users to improve Gentoo, if they like.
Walk me through your process of setting up Xorg server.
I really don't have much to say here. I came up with a Xorg config file the first time I installed Gentoo, and I use the same file, including some additions on every single system I maintain. I really tend to avoid spending much time on Xorg configuration because it's a real mess, and plus I'm not interested in 3D graphics and stuff, so configuring Xorg server is pretty much trivial for me.
What users would you like to recruit to become Gentoo developers?
It's really soon for me to start thinking becoming a recruiter or mentor or something, but I help as much as I can our upcoming developers on Qt Herd with their build quizzes and build skills. Anyway, all I care about is motivation. We can work on build and technical skills, but surely raising motivation, raising the motivation level is quite hard. If the user really wants to become a Gen 2 developer, I'm sure I'm not going to have any problem mentoring him.
Is the biggest hurdle in getting the users and developers working more closely the time it takes to build trust?
Surely trust is critical between users and developers, but this of course is quite relevant. We can accept patches and fixes from various users without even knowing them, but you need to build the trust and be sure for their skills before you grant them access on official Gen 2 overlays. So before you do that, user must prove his value and e-build skills. Of course, this process requires time from both sides, but the gain is a user with high build and technical skills, and why not maybe an upcoming developer.
What are the specs of your current boxes?
Oh, so do you want to hear about my little box here? Okay. Well, my oldest box is a tiny Pentium 2, which I use it for access point services for Patras Wireless Metropolitan Network. And of course, it's running Gen 2 plus Microtik on VirtualBox. My file server is locating in the kitchen by the fridge. Runs MySQL, Apache, FTP server, NFS, and Samba shares. It's an old AMD XP box with 1 GB of RAM, of course running Gen 2 as well. My main development box it's running Gen 2. It's a 5-year-old AMD 64 box, 2 GB of RAM, TwinView by NVIDIA, and this is where I do all the Gen 2 development. And plus there is my Toshiba laptop satellite, which is running Gen 2, but I tend to avoid too heavy work there. It's mainly for university projects. So yeah, plus I'm taking care of a Phenom machine, which is located back to my island. It's a brand new system with Phenom 2 and 2 GB of RAM, running Gen 2 as well.
Did the Gen 2 developers play any tricks on you when you were a rookie, new to the developer pool?
To be honest, there is just one habit to kick you from Gen 2 dev channel as a welcome thingy. But apart from that, I can't really say that experience anything else. And they always worry about, hey, don't break the port that's now that you are a developer. Which is, by the way, I've done it only twice so far.
What gives you the most enjoyment within the Gentoo community?
IRC is a nice way to meet new friends and help out users who are running into troubles. And I really enjoy it, and it's a nice break from real life troubles. Yeah, I'm surely gonna miss that when I join the army this summer. Yeah, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Marcos. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.